When Martin Luther King Jr. made his I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial in 1963, standing a few feet away with a camera to his eye was a man named Bob Adelman. From the March on Washington to Dr. King's funeral, Adelman captured some of the most iconic images of the civil rights movement. He died over the weekend in Miami Beach, and NPR's Ader Peralta has this remembrance.
One of Bob Adelman's best-known photographs shows four civil rights activists holding hands. It's 1963 in Birmingham, and they're walking toward a confrontation with policemen who are using water cannons to clear the streets.
Those hoses were so powerful, they could skin the bark off trees.
That's Adelman talking about that photograph a few years back on NPR.
A single individual could not stand up, but as a group, they could, And it became emblematic. That picture was used actually as part of the recruiting for the March on Washington.
Adelman was there for the lunch counter protests in Alabama and at Malcolm X's funeral. His photos appeared in national newspapers and magazines, but Adelman was an artist and activist first. Bonnie Clearwater, who put on a retrospective of his work at the NSU Museum in Fort Lauderdale, says that made him unique.
He was part of the movement, so he had access to both big moments and intimate moments that most photojournalists wouldn't.
Adelman, who was a white man, became interested in African-American life after watching Billie Holiday and Charlie Parker in the late 40s. When he heard about the student sit-in movement, he offered to help. In his interview with NPR, he quoted the author Ralph Ellison. He said that the black experience is part of the experience of all Americans.
Ralph emphasized in our conversations that a special sensitivity to African Americans was incumbent on all Americans because, this country was torn apart by the race question and resolved it, in favor of equality.
Bonnie Clearwater says that beyond the civil rights movement, Adelman photographed women's liberation and the gay rights movement.
He felt passionately about injustice and what could he do as a photographer to make change.
Adelman, who was 85, was found dead in his home on Saturday. Police say they're investigating his death. Ader Peralta, NPR News.